Scott Arbeiter is the president of World Relief. It's a Christian organization. He's also a pastor, and the organization provides refugee resettlement services, among other things. The organization just had to close 5 offices and lay off 140 people, a development it blames directly on the executive order out of the White House, which drastically curtailed the number of refugees who might arrive here in the U.S. I think your compassion is real, and I applaud it, and I think it is a Christian's duty to be compassionate. I don't think it's the U.S. government's duty to be compassionate. It's its duty to protect its citizens and, to the extent possible, ensure their prosperity.
Well, I think the government has decided to do both for many years.
But why are you taking any government money? You take tens of millions of dollars from the government, and as a Christian organization, doing what you see as your Christian duty, why should taxpayers subsidize that?
Well, you know, it's a good question, and it's interesting because the people that have been critics of ours for taking any money now to help in refugee resettlement, by the way, that's not new. We've been doing it for 7 presidential administrations,
right,
since Reagan. So it's been an American value for 40 years through multiple administrations, not new for us or for the American people to do that. But when we have helped the government resettle suffering people because they said, you know, the public-private partnership works, it's better when communities and churches are a part of this, I think people have asked, have expected that we would be either defensive or embarrassed about taking government money. We're actually proud that we do this work so well using so many volunteers, thousands of churches, tens of thousands of people to help the government accomplish what it decided to do.
But you say on your website you're doing this because it's biblical, you're doing it out of your Christian faith, which for the third time I respect. But how is it consistent with your Christian faith to give away something that doesn't belong to you, which is to say the country or tax dollars? If you're doing this out of Christian faith, why not pay for it?
Well, we are. But here's what
the government... But you're not. I mean, you took $42 million in government money last year.
That's not right. I mean, it's close, but
that's what your tax form says.
It is both. The U.S. government makes a decision about resettling refugees. Let's be clear. No refugee gets to pick to come to the United States. They only come if invited by the State Department. World Relief doesn't invite them. We don't pick them. We don't vet them. We don't even know who they are until the State Department hands us the file and says, we have chosen to resettle these refugees.
Right.
It's a government decision. And when the government decides to do that, they're coming at us and saying, would you help us then integrate
But you're not answering my question exactly. So you're doing this as a Christian because you think it's your Christian duty, which I think is great. Then why wouldn't your duty be to actually go all the way and pay for it? Why is it noble as a Christian to force other people to pay for your Christian duty? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, we're doing both, Tucker, and here's why.